Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, if you could turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. We're kind of winding down now. Remember, we back before Christmas, we started a series concerning understanding the end times. I called it The Coming Storm. And part of the reason why we did this series, this study, is that there are so many things that are being said, so many conclusions that are being jumped to, and a lot of it, to be very honest with you, is just based on ignorance, biblical ignorance. And in fact, let me just stop for a moment. I want to talk about that for a moment. I had a conversation while I was away. I was with a friend, and we were talking about how times are different now. And so I can remember when I became a believer in 1985 and I went to that little bitty Independent Baptist church in West Columbia, South Carolina, the average person in the church had a basic understanding of God's word and truth. And they could just answer Bible questions. And when we had prayer meeting on Wednesday, I remember this church of 100, half of the people would be there for Wednesday prayer meeting. That was 1985. And so there was a sense in which people knew their Bibles. And so I've been really scratching my brain for the last year now, recognizing that there is a biblical illiteracy today. Why is that happening? Why is that? But then after talking with them, I realized, you know, preachers preach the same amount every week. What's the difference? You're hearing a message. What's the difference? Why is there a difference between the level of understanding today than there is 40 years ago? What's the difference? And then I realized that actually back then people had a whole lot more input in their life concerning spiritual things than they do today. They're not getting God's word into their life. So if you're not personally getting into God's word and you're not listening to other teaching, the level of understanding among people concerning what God's word says is pretty low, right? Pretty diminished. And so we decided to do a study like this to kind of help us to understand, because my task as pastor is to help you to understand what it teaches about the end times. So when people say crazy stuff to you, like Jesus has already come back, yeah, there are people who say that. Well, we know he hasn't come back. Or we're living in the tribulation right now. Okay, well, we've already seen going through this study that that's not true either. Or the rapture has already taken place. Well, we're left behind? Is that what it is? I mean, I guess that was a movie, right? A book. You and I need to understand what God's word says. So that's why we're doing this series. So we're going to wrap it up here in 3 weeks. So today we're going to talk about a promise. Next week we're going to talk about his coming and his kingdom that he sets up. And then the final message is going to talk about eternity and a new creation. Eternity and a new creation. So today we're going to talk about a promise. What do you mean a promise? Well, there's a big question with this whole series, and I'm surprised that nobody has asked me it yet. There's a big question that's going on. So here's the first point I want you to see. What about believers and the end times? What about believers? So, George, you've been talking about, you know, you've been talking about these four different things, these four horsemen that happen at the beginning of the tribulation. You talked about the Antichrist. You talked about the false prophet and the mark of the beast. And, You talked about what Jesus said before all that happens, about these are the normal things that are going on. But in all of this, you have not said anything at all about us, about believers. And yeah, I haven't, and it's been intentional. Because typically when we talk about end times, that's where most people want to start, is with believers. Now, actually, I don't want to start there. I want you to understand what's coming first, and then I'm going to tell you where you fit in it. So today we're going to talk about where you fit in. Here's the second point I want you to see. We understand the coming judgment, but must we go through it? That's the big question. We understand the coming judgment. So, okay, all right, so let's get our minds set straight here so that we understand what we're talking about. So right now, things are tough in our world right now, right? We got wars, rumors of wars, we got disease, we got pestilence, we got economic hardship, we got all this stuff going on. Things aren't happening the way you think they should be happening, or you're not happy with the way things are happening in our culture and so forth. And all that stuff's going on. Remember, we talked about that, and Jesus said these are what? Just the birth pangs. These are just the beginnings. And then he says,